USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The European Union will impose sanctions on Belarus after a passenger jet was forced to divert to the Belarusian capital on Sunday to allow the arrest of an opposition journalist. EU leaders have banned its airlines from flying over Belarus and called for the immediate release of Roman Pratasevich, the 27-year-old journalist and activist who is one of the leading critics of longtime Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Pratasevich was pulled off a Ryanair flight from Athens that was heading to Lithuania. He is known as a vocal critic of Lukashenko and is the founder of a Telegram channel, which was seen as vital in last year's protests against the regime. And the State Department says it's not safe to travel to Japan about 2 months before the start of the Summer Olympics. The Do Not Travel warning comes as Japan deals with a surge in new COVID cases, fueled by the spread of variants of the virus. 9 prefectures, including Tokyo, are under a state of emergency, which is expected to last until late June. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida's governor has signed a bill into law aimed at protecting his state from big tech censorship. Tim Berg has more.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is putting pen to paper on a bill focused on big tech. Legislation signed on Monday by the governor will fine big tech companies that silence political speech by deplatforming candidates. Under the new law, the Florida Election Commission can levy fines of up to $250,000 per day on social media companies that deplatform candidates for statewide office. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And India has reached a grim milestone in its battle against COVID-19. With more than 300,000 deaths from the virus now recorded. That's coming as vaccination efforts in many parts of the country have slowed, with many states saying they've run out of shots to administer. India now has the third most deaths from COVID behind only the U.S. and Brazil, though many believe that India's toll has been undercounted. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CDC is looking into a dozen cases of heart inflammation in teens who received a COVID vaccination. The agency said it's looking into reports of myocarditis as a possible side effect of the vaccines. But Dr. Richard Besser, former director of the CDC, says that the investigation shows that the safety system in place does work. He tells ABC News that it's important to find out if these cases of heart inflammation are directly linked to the vaccines.
At this point, it gives me confidence in the system. You know, the vaccines have been rolled out now, and there have been more than 3 million people, 16 and younger, who've had the vaccines. And there's a committee that looks at the safety data every week, and when they see a signal, they have to ask the question, well, is what we're seeing something more common than we would normally expect? And right now, they think that these cases of myocarditis or heart inflammation are not occurring more frequently than they normally would. Unfortunately, this is something you do see in children and adults. But it's important that they stop and they ask the question. They look to see, are there more cases of this? Could it be related to vaccination? At this point, they don't think that it is, but it's always important that they're looking.
And one person is dead after a plane crash outside of a Las Vegas Air Force base. Officials say the aircraft crashed just outside of Nellis Air Force Base, killing the pilot. The base said the plane was a contractor-operated aircraft, and the cause of the crash is under investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.